Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$1,010 this morning. That is a lot of cash.
Give us the impression. She likes what?
When it gets up there.
That's
you
the Kathy impression.
Bet I do. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are you not doing? Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're good. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, let's see if you're going to be even better and win this money. What is your guess?
My guess is we're not sending out birthday cards through the mail.
You said it was just your birthday and you got a card in the mail?
July 5th was my birthday. The only card out of 30 other cards I got was from my mother in the mail. Everything Aww. Else was handed to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I will say I definitely don't send out birthday cards.
No, I don't send out any cards, actually. I don't think I send anything by the mail at all.
Brett, do you send anything
I
in the
hand
mail?
Them all to people.
No.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean...
I love this.
You got three people here who do not do it, but sorry, Rhonda, that is not the correct guess.
Oh, darn. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. You can keep your guesses coming, 888-333-B101.
I think the only thing I've ever actually put in the mail since, like, leaving home was, like, a mail-in ballot.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I don't think I
What about your summons to the city of Philadelphia?
Bobby, you think I emailed that? Or emailed? See, look at that. Don't even know what mail is.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are you not doing? We've got $1,010 this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are you not doing for $1,010? Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say not tying your shoes.
Like just walking around with them untied or like tucking them in the shoe?
No, you wear the slip-ons.
I do love these slip-ons. I just started hearing about them, and then these shoes I got recently, I was like, ooh, I can slip right into these. I like these. Not that tying your shoes was really a huge chore to do every day. It's not that difficult.
I do tie my shoes. I do still wear shoes that require being tied. Sorry, Mary, that's not the correct guess.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Marlene. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Marlene? What do you think people are not doing?
Not checking your voicemail.
Oh, I like the new voicemail text. Basically, it comes right to me.
To
I'm like, this is great. I mean, also not tying our shoes anymore because we're getting really lazy. And now I can't even listen to a voicemail. I just read it and go, oh, good. All right, cool. I don't have to get back to that person.
I'm going
to
let you know right now. I let my family members know a long time ago, do not leave me a voicemail because I will never see it. I was looking, I was deleting old ones recently. I found one for my dad from like 2020. And I was like, I'm not going to, first of all, if I don't answer the phone, it's because I, A, didn't want to talk, or B, I'm doing something that doesn't allow me to talk right now.
Angry little
no,
elf.
No, I'll just, here's the thing. Your voicemail is the fact that I saw I had a missed call. I'll call you back.
Yes.
I'll call
true.
You back.
You don't need to leave a voicemail.
I only
right.
get upset because all of the ones that my grandma and my dad give me are always just like, hey, it's grandma. Call me back.
All right. So I'm gonna say something.
I know that.
It's not necessary. I don't need a voicemail. If I see you called, I will call you back, but I save at least one voicemail from everyone in there. Like, I have my dad's voice, I have my mom's voice, I have my aunt's
voice.
Cute.
To have those voices.
To have them.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Yeah.
Good idea.
But also, Brett doesn't respond to voicemails or anything, or even work emails or anything like that.
Or when we say to
or
him,
when we tell him to do things. So, yeah.
Bobby, I have this new little notebook now. So.
Yeah,
Marlene,
true.
We're sorry. It's not the correct guess.
I kind of figured that when you guys were having conversation.
But hey, you gave us some great things to talk about, Marlene.
She's like, Hello, I'm still here.
Yeah, still me.
All right, let's go to our last guest for this round. It's Julie. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
All right, it's a good bet we're not doing this. What are we not doing?
I don't think we're using a cookbook anymore.
Looking everything up online, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. No, I still have a couple of cookbooks.
Okay.
No, I don't. No, I got rid of it. When I redid my kitchen, I got rid of it. But my mom has some really good recipes. I actually recently asked her about it, and they came from this specific cookbook. I remember it. It was red and white checkered. And I'm like, do you still have that? Like, I want to grab that from you or at least take a picture of it. But that's what I'll do then. Take the picture of the recipe.
And save it that way.
And not get
But the old school cookbook you would see, the Betty Crocker one up there, you don't see him anymore.
I think that was it.
The old big Betty Crocker, huge. Yeah,
that was red and white,
The gingham.
Yes, the gingham. That's what
it
was.
We got it in my home.
That's what it was. Julie, you're headed, you're in the ballpark, Julie.
Yep, we're going to give you that.
Okay. All right.
Everybody else now start studying.
Yeah. So we're going to do this again at 9:10. Julie, maybe you might want to try back.
Yes, exactly. So 9:10 this morning, we'll do it again, the impossible question. And I don't even think I cook anymore, too. I don't have a cookbook. I don't do that either.
I know. I collect recipes and then I never try them.
They're in your phone.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
$1,010 for the impossible question this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Good morning, Najee.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
All right. What's your guess?
My guess is it's a good bet we're not reading the ingredients to our food anymore.
Specifically hot dogs. Don't ever look. You don't ever want to know. Just
eat them and enjoy. You don't want to know.
You don't want to know
what's in a hot dog.
No.
Just cook it real good.
I do that. Like sometimes I'll eat something. Like if I pull like snack, I'm like, I'm not even looking.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm like, this polysulfuric red dye 8 is delicious.
I try to look out for red dye at least, but it's in everything. So
good guess. Man. Good guess, but sorry, Najee, not correct.
Thank you for answering.
Yeah, thanks for calling and listening to us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks for me to listen to. You too. Bye-bye.
Remember we talked about the emulsifiers in ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Same thing.
Just don't look.
Those emulsifiers.
So good. $1,010. 888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? $1,010 for the impossible question this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. Linda, what are you not doing?
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I think that we are no longer hand washing dishes and we're all using our dishwashers.
Ooh, good guess. Do you just use the dishwasher,
yeah,
Bobby?
Yeah, I'm always throwing everything in the dishwasher.
How about you, Linda? Do you use your dishwasher? You don't hand wash any dishes?
I never use my dishwasher.
Oh. So I'm half and half. I will use the dishwasher if there's a lot, but if there's just a few things, I hand wash them.
Yeah, I only use it if we have company over.
Okay. Linda, good guess, but sorry, that is not correct.
Oh, thank you. But I always love listening to you guys. Keep up the good work. Oh, I love it.
Linda, thank you so much for listening.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Jackie, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
All right. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are people not doing?
Not following recipes, adding their own items in.
Adding their own items like, in a recipe. Okay.
Not measuring, going over the measuring.
Bobby, do you use a recipe?
Well, I don't think I ever baked anything, but I will tell you that I've watched my mom do it sometimes.
Yeah, what does your mom do?
And I'm like, Mom, what did you just do? And she's like, well, I know exactly the right amount of sugar to put in there. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, you know, a pinch of this, a little bit of that, some of this. And then she's just, I'm like, what are you doing? You're not even following the recipe that's right there open. She's like, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, so she's...
Get out of the kitchen. So, yeah.
She's a good cook,
my
right?
mom is a fantastic cook. So yeah. She knows what she's doing. But I love this guest.
All the good cooks can do that. Yeah. They like, don't need recipes.
Oh, needs a little bit more salt. This. And I'm just like, I'll eat it.
That is not me, for sure. Brett, you're a pretty good cook, aren't you?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No, my mom is. I can't cook to save my life.
Oh, I thought you did. But don't you make all your food at home? Yourself?
I don't think I've gotten groceries in the past like 3 weeks.
Oh, geez.
I think I've ordered out or just gone hungry.
Ate the tasty cake wall.
Or ate the tasty cake wall. Yeah.
I think we need like a financial planning class with Brett.
Ugh, that sounds horrible.
Add it to the list.
Sorry, that is not the correct answer, Jackie.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
Have a good day. All right, we'll try Michelle. She'll be our last guest of
Come
the
on,
morning.
Michelle. No pressure.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
All right, fan of the show.
Oh, sorry, say that again?
She said she's a huge fan of Bobby.
I'm a fan of the show.
She said she loves Bobby. I heard
you
that.
Let her talk.
Yes.
Michelle, it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
Using a kitchen timer. You're not using a kitchen timer when you're making a recipe. Mm-hmm.
I use my kitchen timer every night, Michelle. Oddly enough. It's my alarm.
It's his alarm.
It's his emergency alarm.
Wait, is it loud enough? Well, no, clearly it's not.
Clearly he has a problem getting here on time.
Well, I started using it as my alarm, it is very convenient because I live in a studio. So I sleep in the same room that the stove is in. So it forces me to get up and cross my apartment. I have to have something that it's going to go off until I get up.
You have an issue with going over, turning it off, and going back to bed.
Oh, yeah. I go back to bed after I turn it off.
Or sitting on the toilet and falling asleep.
Yes.
I've done that before, too.
Michelle, thank you so much for listening to us. Thanks for your guess, but no, it is not correct.
Oh, bummer. Oh. All right, well, have a great day.
You have a great day, too. Michelle and everyone else can try again tomorrow morning. It's up to $1,111.
Ooh, Brett, give it to us. It's getting up there.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We will do two rounds of it tomorrow, 7:10 and 9:10. Hey, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, you want to have a great Friday? Be back here listening to the Kathy Romano Show.
Do we have a clip of the day?
I don't know. Did you do your job and get one?
All right.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.